Second Mashir and Paragalaf Mishnah Hey, I'm a Machik Es HaKrisha. Somebody who squeezes out a leak. A leak had become wet. It became wet in such a way that it was low nichle. He didn't want it to become wet. So therefore, that which it became wet is not considered a hechsher. It would not be called it to be susceptible to become tummy. And he squeezed out the leak. And that water that he squeezed out from the leak ended up on some peiros. Baseche saro b'ksuso. And somebody whose hair got wet, and he squeezed out his hair with his clothing. The water that was in his hair that he squeezed out with his clothing ended up on some peiros. Rabbi Yosi Omer Hayoytim b'chiyutan v'eshabo einon b'chiyutan. If neishu hu miskaven shiyasu miklu. Rabbi Yosi said, the water that got squeezed out from his hair or from the leak and ended up on some peiros, those peiros would be b'chiyutan, those peiros would be mukhsher. They would be susceptible to becoming tummy. And since he wanted the water to be squeezed out from the leak and he wanted the water to be squeezed out from his hair, that's called nichale when that water ends up on peiros. But the water that remained in the leak or in his hair, the water that did not get squeezed out from his hair or from the leak, and that water eventually did end up on some peiros, that water would not be moksha the peiros. And the Mishnah explains why, because he wanted that all the water from the leak and from his hair to be squeezed out. He didn't want some of the water to remain in his hair or in the leak, and since he didn't want that water to remain there, that water is no nichale. He didn't want that water to be there, so therefore, since it's no lichale, when that water does end up on peiros, it would not be mach of the peiros, it would not cause peiros to be susceptible to becoming tummy. Sarah Mashir and Paragalaf Mishnah Vav, Hanofer Ba'adosh and Labatkot, Im Yafosin. Rabbi Shimon Oimer Einon Bechiyutan, Bechacham Oimerim Bechiyutan. Somebody who breathes on lentils to check them if they have ripened. And this was a method of knowing whether Adosh and whether lentils had ripened. You'd blow on them, and if they were moistened by blowing on them, that would be an indication that they had ripened. And when he blew on them, some spit got onto the adoshim. And spit is one of the liquids that would be machsher food. As we said, there are seven liquids that would be machsher food, and water is one of the liquids, and the saliva in somebody's mouth is the same as water. Rabbi Shimon said that even though saliva got onto the adoshim, they would not be b'chiyutah, they would not be susceptible to becoming tamen. The reason being is since he did not want that saliva should end up on the adashim, we're just trying to breathe on them, that's considered lo nichale, and they are not mukhshar. The Chacham argue though, the Chacham say they are b'chiyutan, the adashim are not susceptible to becoming tummy, and since most likely when somebody blows on adashim, some saliva end up on the adashim, and he wanted to blow on them, so it's as if he wanted that saliva should get on them, so therefore, they are mukhshar to be makabel tum. V'aychol shumshimim be'etzbo. Mashkin Shah Yado, Rabbi Shimon Aimer Einam Bechiyutan. Bechacham Aimerim Bechiyutan. Somebody who's eating sesame with his finger. And there's mashkin, there's some saliva on his hand. And the way he would eat shumshimin is that he would moisten a couple of his fingers with the saliva from his mouth while he's holding the sesame in the other hand. And then he would dip the moist fingers into the sesame that he was holding in his other hand and put it into his mouth. And that way the sesame would get stuck to his moist fingers. And eventually, as he eats the shushman in this fashion, the hand that's holding the shushman gets wet. So that hand, since it's wet, moistens all the shushman in that hand. Rabbi Shimon says, the shushman that got wet from the saliva are not the chiyutan, they are not susceptible to becoming tameh. Even though they got wet from the saliva on his hand, according to Rabbi Shimon, that's not called nichalet. As even though he wanted to moisten his fingers, he didn't want to moisten the hand that was holding the shushman. Now, even though that was inevitable that the hand that's holding the shushman would get wet, and since he's dipping his moist fingers into the hand that's holding the shushman, inevitably that hand would get wet from the saliva that was on his fingers. But that's not called nichle, according to Rabbi Shimon, since he only wanted to moisten his fingers. He didn't want to moisten the hand that was holding the shushman. While Chacham argued, the Chacham say that is b'chiyutan. The hand that's holding the shushman would be machshir the shushman in that hand, since that hand had gotten wet from the saliva. And since it's inevitable that that hand would get wet from the saliva on his moist finger, that's called nichle, according to the Chachamim. Therefore, the shushman is mukhshar. It is susceptible to becoming tummy. Hatoimein peroisa b'mayim mipnei aganovim. Einon b'chiyutan. Maisa ba'anshe Yerushalayim shetamnud ve'losan b'mayim mipnei asikrin b'tiaru lahen chacham. Somebody who hides his fruit in water in order to hide them from ganovim, from bandits. Those fruit are not b'chiyutan, they're not mukhshar. That's not called nichle. He didn't want the fruit to get wet. He simply put them in the water to hide them from the Ganavim. So therefore, that's not called Nihale. And they are not mukta to be makabel tuma. And there was a maisa with the Anche Yerushalayim, the people living in Yerushalayim, that they hid their dried dates in the water because of the secret. The secret are Ganavim. And the Chacham were matai the dates, and since they were only hiding them in Nea Ganavim, they didn't want them to get wet. They are not mukta. Hanoisin peroisa bishibailis hanor lahavi animo. Somebody who places his fruit in the rushing stream of a river in order that the water would carry it downstream. He wouldn't have to carry it himself, even though they got wet when he placed them in the water. They're not b'chiyuta, and that's not kol nichle. He didn't want them to get wet. He was just using the water of the method to transport his fruit downstream. So therefore, that's not kol nichle. They're not mukshar to be mekabel.